This show contains quite a lot of swearing, so if you're offended by that kind of thing or have young children around, you have been warned.
You're not putting orange juice on your cereal.
Wow, that dip is delicious.
It's What a Combo with me, Fern Brady. Hello, I'm Fern Brady and this is What a Combo, the show about mad food combinations. Do you enjoy putting orange juice on your cereal or do you maybe like dipping your chips in milk? Probably no, both of those combinations are vile, but maybe you like listening to two people trying those things for your entertainment. And if you're listening to the show, did you know that you can also watch us on YouTube? Just head over to Twisted's page and you'll find us there. And if you're watching already, hello! So today's guest, if you shake up a can of, sorry.
Go on, shake it up.
Today's guest, shake up a can of Cronenberg, grab a packet of Fig Rolls and blend them both together with a handful of cashew nuts, defrost some beans from the freezer tray and chuck in some prawns, put on some job gloves for protection, blend everything together for 5 minutes and serve in a water wheel. It's comedian, poet and actor, Tim Key.
Hello, Fern. Who wrote that?
Not me. What's a water wheel?
What's a water wheel?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I thought they meant to write wagon wheel.
No, they meant to write water wheel. Someone who cares has written that. I recognise all of those things.
Well, I love Fig Rolls.
Fig Rolls, yeah. I eat Fig Rolls. I drink Cronenberg on stage. What else is in there?
Cashew nuts.
Cashew nuts. I must have mentioned that somewhere. What else is in there?
Frozen beans.
Frozen beans. Yeah, that's part of my stand-up set. Someone's come and watched me and then turned it into that card. And then you're just sort of, you know, your eyes are glazing over and you're just saying it.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
No, not in a bad way.
Tim, I've met you a few times before, but you're quite unknowable to me. You seem like you are going to have quite different food tastes to me. You seem like you eat a lot of roast meats or something.
You think I seem like I eat a lot of roast meat?
Yeah, you just seem really English and you seem like you really like beef-flavoured crisps or something.
I am beef-flavoured crisps, yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, beef-flavoured hula hoops. I love those.
How did I get that right,
though? Well, I don't know.
You just seem like you love that.
I'm beef-flavoured hula hoops, I'm Twiglets, and I suppose I'm ready-salted Walker's crisps.
Biscuits, do you like chocolate hobnobs?
Dark chocolate digestives.
And what?
Hang on, which biscuits are you? Pink wafers?
I actually love Fig Rolls and Party Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Very underrated.
What about Garibaldi?
No, I hate them. They make me think of old folks' homes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Death?
Death, of course, yeah.
Do you like Garibaldi's?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't had it for a while.
Did you grow up with really old parents?
Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, were they old people when you were... Were they, though?
No. But do you think I'm a candidate for having, like, a 60-year-old mum when I'm 10?
Yeah.
Well, what sort of age are yours?
Young and cool.
Oh, really? How old?
My dad was 23 when he had me.
Yeah.
So now... My dad's just like this cool guy. Well, not really. What? If I was to guess what snack and combo you've brought in.
Should I tell you the one that I
think it's going to be like crisps and garlic mayonnaise or something. Is it?
No. But shall I tell you what I wish I'd brought in? I only thought of it this morning.
What?
You know crumpets?
Oh, I love crumpets.
Right. And you know matchmakers?
Yeah, the chocolates
from
the 80s.
Yeah. So you know, like, if you snap the matchmakers down to about that sort of height and then go into the holes in the crumpet.
You would have to force them in.
No, you don't have to force them in. There's holes. They're there for you.
Because crumpet holes aren't that big.
I've not really heard the phrase crumpet holes for a while.
Well, but you would... Because matchmakers, in my mind, that would be
uncomfortably
big.
What, to go into the holes?
That would be uncomfortable.
Well, I didn't bring them in anyway.
Oh, that's a shit, because I love crumpet. I actually can't buy them because I eat the whole packet.
Yeah.
And I just have to have a day of crumpets.
Yeah.
Let's see what you've brought in for me. I hope it's not crisps.
Okay, that's crisps.
Do you want to take your...
Have I got the same?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, slay.
So it's a plate of hula hoops and some grated cheese. Tim, do you want to talk me through how I'm meant to eat this and why you've brought this?
Well, I mean, it's up to you how you eat it, really.
No, I don't like it.
I think what I would tend to do is get the grated cheese, and I reckon I'm probably pushing it into the hula hoop.
So this is a thing you do a
lot. Should I describe what I'm doing to the
So
listeners?
Tim is packing the grated cheese into the hula hoop. He packed it in as if he's done it many times before, because sometimes you do think people have just made up the snacking combos for the purpose of the podcast.
Just panicked in the research call.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. How do you find that, the hula hoop with the cheese inside?
I love it.
It lifts it up, doesn't it?
Mmm. When would you eat this?
I suppose quite a good candidate would be sort of match of the day.
And have you ever made it for someone special in your life?
I think this is the first time it's come out of the room. I do feel quite proud seeing it sort of out and about. It's only ever, I've never taken it out of the flat. So to see it, you know, presented in front of you, I'm sort of not emotional, but it's nice to see it. Oh, you've just crumbled your hula hoop.
Yeah, I'm not doing it the same as you. I tend to be quite forceful with things.
You're quite gung-ho, aren't you? It's the sort of thing where I don't even think I knew I did it until, you know, you're about to come on a podcast called What a Combo.
You didn't even know you did it.
I don't think so. I think it's sort of something I've kind of put to the back of my mind, really. You don't want to be defined by, you know, packing hula hoops with cheese, really, do you?
No, but you, from what you were saying about the crumpets and the matchmakers, this has long been a thing with you, the instinct to plug the gaps in different snacks. Is there anything else that you do it with?
It's a great question. I hadn't noticed that I was plugging gaps in snacks.
Cannelloni must be a nice thing for you to make.
No, I don't think I am, aside from this, plugging the gaps with snacks.
You've got a new book of poems coming out.
I do.
I like this.
Oh, good.
I like that your face isn't on the cover, because I hate how... Did you ever have to put your face on a book?
So I made one about 10 years ago, and that was with like a big publishing place.
Yeah.
And I had no choice about the cover.
Yeah, they always make you put your face on the book.
They were very insistent. And so I had to do a photo shoot. And then even after that, I said, well, any of them apart from this one, really. And that was the one that was the cover. They love all that.
The name of the book is Tim Key Chapters.
Yeah, it is.
Well, the name of the book is Chapters. The name of the book is Chapters. Do you have any food poems in here?
Yeah, I do. This one is called Pretox. I bought a whole load of Pret, as in shit tons, as in basically a disgrace. Almond croissants, chocolate croissants, pano raisins, the mango stuff, the cheese and tomato thing. A love bar, fuck loads of crisps, several Swedish meatball wraps, chocolate mousse, people taking photos of me leaving disgusted with myself.
Oh.
My bag was bulging as I staggered across the concourse and boarded the 904 to Newquay. I was so sad looking at my bag. I poured in my coffee and my mango smoothie and I let it ferment, if that's the word I'm after.
Oh.
I let my head fall into the bag. I could feel my mouth opening and closing and my stomach filling. I could hear the train announcer talking about how we would reach Reading soon. He sounded appalled, as if he was looking at me on one of his cameras. That's the end of that one.
Oh my God. That's so evocative of Saturdays of a weekend of gigs. That's the kind of orders I get on delivery.
That's a true story. I remember getting on that train. When you leave Pret and it's just, you've overcooked it.
So, Tim, I'm going to present you with a combination of things and you've got to tell me if they're good or bad by saying good combo or bad combo.
Slay.
Chips and curry sauce.
Good combo.
Sidekick Simon and North Norfolk Digital.
Oh, wow. Good combo.
Strictly Come Dancing and Saturday Nights.
Oh, bad combo.
Yeah, Alex Horn and Mark Watson.
A good combo.
Neck oil and prawns.
Neck oil and prawns, that's interesting. I'd probably say, well, how are you doing the prawns for me?
They're in a curry from your favourite curry house that you refused to name.
Oh, yeah. That's a good combo. Dick Dastardly and Muttley.
Dick Dastardly and Penelope Pitstop.
Oh, okay, yeah, good combo. Just for the benefit of the listeners to the podcast... Fern is, it's the classic, really. She's dunking her fingers into the hula hoops and making herself little crisp rings. Yes. And then eat it. And actually, it's a good... you're on a bit of a journey with those beef hula hoops, aren't you? Because now the cheese has stopped and it's sort of a gateway, the cheese.
I did just eat these. I did eat these at primary school, but ready salted will always be my favourite. Oh, how about this combo? Chicken shakuti and sparkling water.
Mmm. Yeah, I love that as a combo.
Is it a curry?
Yeah. It's a curry. It's a sort of quite a coconutty, but... you know, a little bit more aggressive than a korma.
Are there any good curries on that place where the curry prostitutes hang out and they all try and coax you in?
That's my favourite. Honestly, when I moved to London, that's my favourite street. I love that.
Was it?
Oh, I love it there. It's Brick Lane you were talking about, yeah?
Yeah. I just thought...
I haven't been there for years.
I remember going... When I first moved to London, I remember going there. But I found it very stressful how they were all trying to coax you in.
Yeah.
And I've avoided it ever since.
Yeah.
But is there actually good places to go?
Well,
there?
It's just a good atmosphere, I think. And I can't remember the name of the place, but there they go. The fingers are back in the hula hoops. There was a dish on the menu called the Olympic Challenge.
Uh-huh.
And if you finish the Olympic Challenge, then you get your whole bill for free.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What was the challenge?
Well, the challenge was to eat this, you know, unacceptably hot curry.
Mm-hmm.
So I put my fork into the curry and took it out, not even with any meat on it, just wet the fork, if that's a phrase. And then I put the fork in my mouth and then I was in a lot of trouble immediately. A lot of drinking water, a lot of hiccuping. I mean, I don't know what they put in this curry. Anyway, the point being, at the end of the evening, the owner of the Indian restaurant drove me and my friend home.
Why, what happened? Were you crying?
I was crying. There was stuff coming out of everywhere.
You were pooing?
Well, I wasn't pooing, no. But there was probably some snot, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Some spit.
Coming out of your butt.
No, not coming out of my butt. Okay, well, let's say it was stuff coming out of everywhere, but sort of based on the head and not the ears.
You were just crying, but not pooing.
Yeah, that's a good summary. I was crying, but not pooing.
That's amazing he drove you home.
I mean, I don't know why he's driving us home. I think he just like looked at us and thought, these guys just will not get home because, I mean, it was like, I don't know, Dave the Triffids, I suppose. You know, or is there a movie where everyone sort of is ill? Probably
are they
is.
Still doing this challenge? Because I think I could do it. I've got a really good tolerance for spice. I think I could.
Yeah, well, next time I'm in, I'll bring the Olympic challenge.
I went to Thailand there with Wang. And do you know him?
Well, I thought you were going to say with work, but it was with Wang in the end.
With Wang, yeah. for food reasons. And then I got ill on the second day and was just like explosively pooing all the time. And I still kept eating spicy food because the whole point of me being there was to eat spicy food.
Exactly. You've
so
got to press on.
So I made myself worse and worse the whole way through the holiday.
And anything else coming out of anywhere else? Were the old tears, were they going?
I was sad when I pooed myself.
But, yeah, that is sad, isn't it?
But I wasn't crying from spice. I just have such a good tolerance for spice and wish to eat it.
You're crying from regret. Did you and Wang go out there, what was it, a holiday?
Yeah, it was, and my little brother. It was a really weird...
The classic.
Really weird combo of people. And people kept assuming me and Wang were on honeymoon.
Yeah.
Probably because of his insistence that we got couples massages together.
Yeah.
And I like him as a friend and stuff, but it was really awful to be having a massage and then just hear him do really noisy breathing all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
He breathes really heavily.
Yeah, Wang does he?
It was a weird holiday. It all happened because I did a bad gig for and then I just booked this trip the next day.
Using the money.
And then my...
Yeah, if you have a bad gig for you have to then use the money to make things
I needed to cleanse myself. Yeah. And then my brother...
How much did give you?
Not enough. I don't want to say.
Was it...
Can I tell you after?
No, I might as well tell me now. Was it £700?
No, more than that.
was it £1,200?
Not enough. More than that, but not enough.
What did you have to do at the gig?
I had to like give out awards for best and they hated me. But I had to do a set at the start.
Mm-hmm.
And
just
so
to
I
get
just
everyone on board.
My normal stuff.
Yeah.
They
Which
hated
is fantastic.
Me. No, it was a lot of stuff about euthanasia and that.
Yeah.
And then they were really angry.
Sorry, fan. How many people?
About 150 of best. but we can't. I don't know if we can keep any of this in.
Of course we can. You know, we haven't said anything bad.
Have you ever done one of these where you have to give them an award and get your picture taken with them?
No.
You've never done an yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
I'm really unsuitable for corporates, so you must have done them because you're a proper person.
I'm really suitable, but I haven't done them.
I don't believe you.
Well, you have to believe me. I haven't done them.
Well, why would they ask me to do them?
Well, I don't know, do I?
I had to give awards out. Mm-hmm. You have to, like, give these awards. People were being sick.
Hang on, that was a bit of a... You're doing some quite deep breathing. I think you're getting your wang on a bit here.
I tried to give one of them an award, and as the photographer was taking our picture, the guy just did the fingers to the camera. They were animals.
Oh, my God. £1,800?
More than that, but not enough.
Still not enough. Wow.
Well, I told Wang and he said I wouldn't have done it for that.
Oh my.
But that guy's loaded. Do you know?
How much has he got?
Fucking loaded. I just went to his house. He's minted. Right, Tim, we're going to do the wild combo next, but first I'm going to give your snack a rating. I give it 6 hula hoops out of 7. Thank you very much.
Cloches back on?
Yes.
Slay.
Ugh. Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy price, Priceline.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, nothing. No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
Hello, this is What a Combo, and we're back with Tim Kay's wild food combo. Now, I can see a little bit of naan bread poking out the side, so I think I can guess what you've brought in for me.
What's your guess? Naan bread?
Some sort of creamy curry and naan bread.
Interesting.
Like a korma.
Well, that wouldn't be such a wild combination, would it? A korma and some naan bread.
Good point.
So what are you thinking then?
Oh, is it something very British?
Yeah.
Combined with a naan bread?
Could be, yeah. I reckon that is what it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Baked beans.
Interesting.
On a naan bread with some seasoning in the beans.
Yeah.
But is it?
No, it's not.
Let's have a look what it is. Fuck's sake. It looks like fish fingers on naan bread with no seasoning. Tim's just, for people not watching and listening, Tim's just smushed his big fingers onto the top of the naan bread.
Firstly, they're not...
Were you checking the temperature?
Yeah, I was checking the temperature.
Just
they're not
a more
fingers.
Delicate way to do it is to hover your hand
well,
over.
I didn't hover, did I? I splodged my big fingers.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Do you want me to check the temperature of your one?
No, thank you. So can you explain this to me? Is this something you actually eat?
What I will sometimes do is I'm not afraid ever to... This naan is kima naan, by the way. It's got the meat inside it.
Oh.
And I'm never really afraid to order a surplus kima naan. And then the next morning, that's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I like putting a kima naan in a toaster.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do that?
Never.
Oh, it's very good.
I never have leftover naan. I would always just eat it that night.
Well, there you go.
Because I have a real issue with bread. I love it.
Oh, you have an issue where you eat too much of it?
Yeah, I went to a hypnotist earlier this year to try and get hypnotised out of eating bread.
Mm-hmm. Is there a reason, by the way, that you're not combining the two foods?
Oh, sorry.
No, just joking.
No,
it's fine.
I get it's because of... Well, do you think I should wrap the naan around...
Well, it just shows a bit more belief in the concept of your podcast, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, do you know what? It's stressing me out that I'm going to have a dry bite.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love some sauce on it. Do you normally have sauce on it?
I can't remember.
It's just so dry.
Yeah, it is dry. It's pretty unbearable, actually, isn't it? I mean, the thing
smells
is...
smells bad, too.
Yeah, that's horrible, isn't it? I think if, you know, out in the field, in the real world...
Yeah.
You wouldn't just end up with just a naan. There'd be other bits and pieces floating around, probably. So you could maybe get some moisture out of the remnants of a madras or something, or there might be...
No, I wouldn't have that.
I'm just saying what you might be able to do.
Yeah.
Or there might be a possibility of getting some, you know, mango chutney or...
There are just
examples, Fern.
I hate chutney.
Or you might have other stuff in your kitchen.
Because chutney's like jam, isn't it?
Chutney is like jam.
It's like putting jam in my dinner and telling me to be okay with it. So yeah. I don't like it. When do you eat this?
Well, it's not something I'd sort of pop in the diary. It's sort of, sometimes you just find that you are eating it, I think.
I have to explain how you put the fish finger into the naan.
Well, the way I put my fish finger into the naan was different from you.
You recognise that a naan is a pocket.
I recognise that a naan is a pocket.
And you recognised its full potential.
And I recognised its full potential.
But it's an even drier world inside.
I don't know. At least you've got that flap of meat. Is there not?
Oh, sorry.
Are you vegetarian?
Yeah, well, I've started eating fish again, just not the animals.
Well, I'm going animal.
Is there meat in there?
Well, there's a bit of animal, just sort of, you know, nodding terms with an animal.
Tim.
Hi, Fern.
We're rapidly approaching the end of the year. And at the end of each year, you always see people doing roundups of different food trends or of that year's trend and looking forward to what's going to be hot the next year. So I want to get your food roundup of 2023 and your hot food takes for 2024.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're rapidly approaching the end of the year, aren't we? We're sort of, we're not far off.
Basically Christmas.
Well, what do you mean by a roundup? What, stuff that I've noticed people eating this year?
Well, give me a few general takes of what the big food trends are this year and then a few personal takes. So, for example, 2023 was the year of the...
Oh, yeah. Was it the year of the burger?
No, that was ages ago. Oh, what are you on about?
Oh, hang on, but do you...
Who even eats a burger? I wouldn't eat a burger now.
Oh, I almost had a burger yesterday, thank you.
I just wouldn't.
Well, I didn't. And when it came out, it looked intimidating. The man who sat on his own had it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of person that would eat a burger. I wouldn't be eating a burger in 2023. What food really took a hit in 2023?
What do you mean took a hit?
People saw it as good and then everyone just was like, I'm not eating that anymore.
Oh, right. Is there one? Is there a right answer? Is it rock?
Well, like Blackpool rock?
Yeah, I haven't seen many people eating rock.
That's true.
I think it's been a slow year for rock.
Right, that's a very good one.
Yeah.
We'll all be eating something in 2024.
Oh, yeah. We have to. I would say probably, maybe there'll be a bit of a resurgence in the old... asparagus has been a bit quiet, hasn't it? Maybe that's going to come...
Not for me.
Oh, really?
No, it's a constant in my life.
Is it?
I love it, yeah.
Spears?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Probably in my top... three vegetables.
It's nowhere near my top three vegetables.
I suppose it's not fashionable though. Celeriac and that would be fashionable.
Well, and also tender stem broccoli is sort of, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's had a strong couple of years, isn't it?
Yeah. Purple sprouting broccoli as well.
Yeah, purple sprouting's had a brilliant 2023.
What vegetable's going to be massive in 2024?
Well, I think I might surprise you here with my nomination.
Yes.
But I had a slice of this morning.
A tomato.
No. What else can you have a slice of? I had
avocado.
I think there was three slices of this. I did have avocado. Is it called crushed avocado? Smashed avocado.
If you smash it.
Yeah, I did. With crushed chilies and this vegetable.
This vegetable, and it wasn't a tomato.
And it was not a tomato.
An onion.
No, I didn't have a slice of onion on my avocado. Thank you, Fern.
Well, if it was a red onion, it would be sort of okay. What vegetable? I don't know. Carrot.
I'll give you it. Radish.
Oh, so Miriam Margulies was going on about eating radishes, and because she's very influential on me, I bought a pack of them thinking they'd be delicious, and it just tasted like dirt from the ground.
Mm.
But is it good as a little...
Well, I think, I just don't, in my opinion... They shouldn't sell radishes.
Right.
And that, you see them in a big bag of radishes.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to do anything with the radishes?
That's what the thing. Need, who's you, well, I've do you know what English I would sell people them eat them.
I'd have them by the till and there'd be single radishes, like Chubba Chubs.
Right.
So you just go up and you buy a radish. Yes. A radish.
Yes.
For 40p.
I was thinking 10 pence and they might dig off.
I think 40 pence for a radish. And then that means, what that means is you can get home, you can incorporate your thin slice of radish into your avocado on toast and nothing ventured, nothing gained.
You could be onto something here.
Well, I don't think anyone needs 40 radishes.
I tell you, what needs to end is beetroot. That's everywhere.
No, that doesn't need to end.
It does. No, it's disgusting. It's always in fancy restaurants that I go
most
to.
Most certainly does not need to end.
It reminds me of biting into a human heart.
Oh, yeah.
Do you not think that when you eat it? It's horrible.
Beetroot.
I don't know why I've thought that since I was a little child. Maybe because I'm evil. What's going to be big in 2024?
Tic-tacs. What about like pickled...
pickled things.
Yeah, pickled mushrooms.
Yeah.
Pickled wild mushrooms, I think, could have a huge, huge year.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, pickled things and fermented things.
What are those people called? Hunter-gatherers? Gatherers. I think gathered mushrooms.
Foragers. Yeah, there's a guy who can take you out in Hackney foraging.
I don't want to meet that person. Have you done it?
No, but
maybe that's something you could do with Wang.
Yeah. I didn't know you were into Russia.
Yeah, I went to Russia. I studied Russian.
But not at Cambridge?
No, not at Cambridge, no. Sheffield.
I had no idea you were into Russian stuff. The main thing I knew about you was that you blagged your way into the Footlights.
Yeah, cool.
But I didn't know that you'd gone to a different uni. I thought that you were this caretaker that lived in Cambridge.
Sorry?
I thought that you were this man that lived in Cambridge.
You said caretaker.
Yeah, I thought you were a caretaker of a building. And then you sneaked into Cambridge Uni. But I think I'm now getting you mixed up with the film Good Will Hunting.
Right, yeah.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I have heard of it. Yeah, I've not seen it. It's Robin Williams, yeah?
Yeah, Matt Damon in it is a caretaker at a uni who's a maths genius.
Right, and that's who you've got me mixed up with. Matt Damon's character in Good Will Hunting.
Because I only just realised it now.
What? I only just realised what?
Well, I didn't know that you did Russian
at uni. Stop shouting at me.
Sorry, I can't hear.
That's okay, no, don't worry.
I thought that you'd been sweeping up.
Yep, sweeping up till I was 23.
Then you were sweeping up in this room. Thinking,
there must be more to life than this.
Basically, I thought you were sweeping up in a room.
Yeah.
And then the Footlights people were rehearsing.
Yeah.
And then you joined
in. I started chipping in with some funny lines.
But
like Harrison Ford with his carpentry.
But I think this is the plot of that film.
Oh, that's the plot of the film rather than...
Well, he's sweeping up and then he starts doing maths and Robin Williams is like, this guy's a genius.
Yeah. Well, it's a thought. I guess you could get into comedy by sweeping up.
Have you had Russian food, by the way? Oh, sorry.
Have I had Russian food?
Yeah, it's a lot of sour cream.
I lived there for a year.
All right. So Did you like it?
Yeah, I didn't mind the Russian food, actually. I had my favourite combination in Russia.
What was it?
Do you mind me talking about a food combination on your show?
Go for it.
Okay, this was pancake.
Yes.
And the filling of the pancake, mashed potato, and herring.
Oh, that sounds all right. They do a lot of nice pancakes.
I think it was my favourite thing I've had ever.
Ever in your life?
Yep. And then, yeah, I had one of those pancakes, and this was like, it's an unmarked building in Ulitsa Gagarina.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a queue around the block because everyone goes there and you can't book a table and it's absolutely jam-packed.
Uh-huh.
And I had the herring and mashed potato, and then for dessert I had the what's that thing called, condensed milk? No, what's the other one?
I've had they have these little sort of ricotta or cottage cheese pancakes, and then you have condensed milk drizzled over the top.
I mean, that sort of thing.
You can have that or honey.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Are they called paraniki?
What, the pancakes?
Yeah.
Blini.
Oh, I don't know what I've just said then.
You've just said paraniki and no one knows why.
Is that not a thing, but?
Paraniki? I don't know.
I think it is. Can you check? I've been told by the producer that they can't find anything for that, and I've just made up a word.
So is it time for a very quick apology?
Oh, an apology?
For yelling at me that I wasn't being able to translate Paraniki?
I think they are already... Well, you've maybe just spelled it wrong.
No, we're getting to look it up again.
P-A-R-E-N-I-K-I.
Mm-hmm. Might be there now.
Paraniki, and then put in after, put Russian, put the word Russian. Paranika is a traditional Slovak cheese. Yes. Vareniki.
That's what you're after. Vareniki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I have to rate your wild combo. Neither of the components are offensive, Tim, but I didn't want to combine these foods at all. It was horrible. Cover yours up now. You're not having any more of that, are you?
Slay.
I don't know if the maybe if there was mince in mine, would that have made a difference?
Nope, don't think so. That was horrible.
Yeah, that was, I don't even believe you eat that. I think you ate it one time.
Do you know what? No, I think I think what helps is a hangover.
Right.
I think maybe that sort of gets it over the line slightly.
Tim, this is the worst thing anyone's brought in
okay.
for me.
Yep.
This is What a Combo, and we're back with Tim Key, and it's now time for the worst part, Tim. This is the Twisted Combo. This is a combination of foods that the Twisted Food Scientists have dreamt up for. We couldn't afford food scientists. It's just some people up the stairs having a laugh. They have a really horrible combination of foods.
Oh? Well, what's the problem with this?
This looks like chutney.
Well, this looks like camembert.
It looks like a big... hot cheese with some poppadoms and chutney.
What it is it's almost there, isn't it?
It seems like something you'd be a fan of.
No, I'm a fan of the component parts, but I guess that's the idea of your podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, what's the...
mango chutney?
Yeah, it does smell like mango chutney.
Yeah, jam, isn't it, basically?
I'm drooling. We've discussed.
Yeah, this is horrible.
This combo was suggested to you by Ed Gamble on Off Menu.
Oh, he suggested this, did he?
Yeah.
Right.
Do you remember what you responded? You said, that's insane.
Right, well, now I'm looking at it. I don't see any reason to change my opinion.
You also suggested that you might need a reinforced something to dip in the something.
What, reinforced poppadom to dip into the...
Definitely the camembert. I mean, there's no way this is going to withstand. So I'm dipping... the poppadom into the camembert. It's actually holding up well.
Okay, I'm going in as well. I'm just kind of teasing a bit of the gunk out, if that's a phrase. Tastes all wrong, doesn't it?
Well, we both cheated there because we dipped the poppadom into the camembert.
Well, we should have added the jam.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going into the jam.
Let's do this. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Tastes like sweet vomit.
What's sad about it is you just look at it.
Ah!
All right. You just look at it on the plate and there's so much good on that plate. But it just shouldn't be together.
I didn't even start eating poppadoms till in the last 5 years or something. They're a waste of time.
I was thinking about this when I was preparing for your show. I think what I used to do is have... Well, look, there's no easy way to say it. What are your views on tinned curry?
I would be very snobby about that, and I think it's like poisonous dog food, basically.
Yeah, I used to eat a lot of that. I think...
Without your parents knowing?
With them knowing.
Oh!
We'd all have it.
And did your mum dress it up at all?
Well, this is what I want to talk to you about. I dressed it up.
Right, what did you do?
Rice.
Mm-hmm.
The tinned curry.
Mm-hmm.
Packet of crisps on the side.
Oh, right, okay.
Because I think it was pre-poppadoms.
I mean, that's the same thing, isn't it?
Well, that's what I always thought. I think maybe I was sort of treading water until poppadoms came into my life.
What do these six people have in common?
Here we go.
Chris Akabusi, yep. Steffi Graf, Andrea Gassi, Andy Murray, Hugh Laurie and Emma Bunton.
Do them again.
Oops.
It's all right.
I just tried to pull the poppadom. I tried to reverse it out of my mouth.
Don't reverse it out of your mouth. But also, it's too dry. Put it in the gunk.
Well, I don't mind it. No, only if you do it. Again.
Okay, in a go.
I've done the bare minimum.
Chris Akabusi, Steffi Graf, Andre Agassi,
Andy Murray, Hugh Laurie, and Emma Bunton.
I mean, I like them all. This is the issue. So maybe I've said I like them all. Have I said that they're my perfect dinner party or something?
Yes.
Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Well, that would be quite a good dinner party, wouldn't it?
Well, that's a lot of tennis players. And I was just talking last night about, out of all sports people, tennis players are very intense and very, they seem quite huffy. They seem really competitive. So I'm not sure if having that many of them at a dinner party is going to be lively.
When you've got your dream dinner party, now I listen back to it, it is surprising that I've got three tennis players. There's a lot of grand slams between those three.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? How many do you reckon between Graf, Agassi and Murray? How many grand slams do you reckon? Singles?
What's a grand slam?
Doesn't matter. Hugh Laurie would be fun, wouldn't he?
Now we've talked about this, would you stick by those six guests? Emma Bunton's a good peacemaker amongst them all.
Do you know what? Maybe I'll get rid of the lovebirds, Agassi and Graf.
Right.
Keep Murray. I mean, obviously, Akabusi's going nowhere. Akabusi, Murray, Bunton. I might switch Hugh Laurie out, actually. I worry. Do you know what I worry about Hugh Laurie? I think he might put me in my shell.
Right.
I might be a bit intimidated. I really like him.
Right.
So I think I might get a bit shy and then he might get a bit bored of me.
All right.
So maybe I should just dump him and get someone who's just a bloody great laugh.
Alex Horan.
Can it be someone I know? No, I don't think that's fair, is it? It's got to be people I don't know.
But Alex is quite famous now.
Yeah,
so...
he's famous, but I know him, don't I?
Yeah.
So we can't have him, can we?
Okay, sorry.
That's all right.
So is that the point of a dream dinner party? You're not
I don't
to know
think
anyone?
I don't think your dream dinner party is, who's your dream dinner party? Mum, Dad, Keith, Kevin and Elaine.
Okay.
Oh,
sorry.
But that's who I would have. I'd have Elaine from Seinfeld. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
In.
Yeah.
Dreyfus, Bunton, Murray, Akabusi. Maybe it's nice to... I met an old man last night and I quite liked him.
Right, was he a celebrity?
No, so I can't have him, but I could have an old man.
What do you mean you met an old man?
In the pub.
Oh, right,
he's called Richard. Well, it's simple. PG Woodhouse and Marilyn Monroe.
Okay, that's good. How was your combo experience?
Hated all of the three combos. Did you?
Oh.
Well, no, actually, I didn't mind the...
What did we have at the start? The hula hoops and cheese.
It's all right.
I'd love to eat that now.
For me, it's all... what I've learned is... I know you haven't asked me what I've learned, but what I have learned is they're all a lot to do with context, really.
Yeah.
You don't want to, like, literally travel to eat hula hoops with cheese.
Yeah.
You should be going into your kitchen, getting the hula hoops and cheese... and then sort of wading back into your lounge, sitting down sullenly and get going.
A lot of these do seem like things you've eaten in your home and it feels like in the context of your home and in your life and in your body, it would all feel normal. But to me, it felt perverse.
It wasn't very nice, was it?
No, and I wasn't hungover when I was eating the fish, the dry fish. So I'll never know if it's good because I'm not going to try it again.
You can take a pretty good guess on whether it's good.
But I will read your book. Thank you for bringing me the book as well.
Oh, my pleasure. And I really want to read yours. Do you want me to say where you can buy the book?
Oh, yeah.
This book you can get from Utter and Press. It's Emily Juniper's company.
Oh, yes. Tim and Emily.
Yeah, Tim and Emily. Or you can find it on my Instagram.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me
to your horrid food combinations. And if anyone wants to try today's recipes, If anyone wants to try today's recipes on Twisted's Instagram page, you maybe can't remember how Tim made his beef hula hoops and grated cheese combination. You can head over now to discover other combos we've made on the show. You can also join me next week where I'll be in more beautiful and bizarre food combinations with pop star and TikTok star Katie Basar. That's it from me. Thank you. Bye.